Well, you know, I'm going to be selfish. I'm sorry, but I don't do this very often, but I am really curious about something. This traffic system for emergency vehicles in Marion, it was approved in a, well, call it test, using it a small portion of Marion City Council last week. I'm curious about this, Mayor Butler.
Well, it's very simple. All too often, we have situations where an emergency vehicle is stopped by backup of traffic at intersections that have traffic control lights. What this will do is, if there is a red light at the intersection and the emergency vehicle is coming, they will have the ability to turn that light to green so the cars in front of them can move out. This will save quite a number of seconds, and sometimes that may be the difference between life and death.
Especially when it comes to ambulances and fire vehicles trying to get there in time. And it was interesting, you just told me something I didn't know, that the person in the fire engine is the one who makes the call on that traffic control device.
Yeah.
See,
yeah,
I just kind of envisioned, you know, like a radio receiver or a transmitter in the vehicle, and the system sensed it when it came through. But I guess if you're taking the fire truck to the gas station or the car wash, that you don't want it setting the system off, so you have manual control if it's not an emergency.
Exactly right. It is being used in a number of cities across the country. We thought that it warranted a 60-day trial. We can do this without cost to the city, see if it appears that it would be something that we need or want to do.
See, now that's interesting, because my understanding in more than one published story, it alluded to this as being a rather expensive proposition.
Well, perhaps it depends on how many intersections you would want to install with the equipment, we would expect to pay for most of the installation out of TIF funds, which would be set aside for that particular purpose.
You know, it's interesting when you think about money, how academic it is, as long as it's not you lying on the floor clutching at your chest.
You got a point there.
You know, it becomes less academic at certain points, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But this is, and I'm curious, what would have to happen with this system in the trial period for you and the rest of the city council, Marion, just go, yes, this is a great idea for us? This trial period, what will you be looking for to define success on this?
Well, we feel that 60 days will be time enough to have a sufficient experience to give us a clear idea of whether or not this thing will be suitable for Marion. We do not want to have a bunch of congested intersections, but during this period, if we do, and if emergency equipment is trying to get through, we'll see just how effective it is.
It's interesting. I was speaking with a union representative from one of the firefighters. It's been a couple of years back now, and he's saying, you know, we've changed the type of horns that we use, and now vehicles do not move like they used to. We used to use these air horns that you could literally feel in your chest and stomach when they went off. And he says many people have stopped using these across the country, and as a result, there's been an increase in crashes with emergency vehicles, especially fire vehicles. This is a problem that I think many people don't realize unless you're there. People are less willing to get over, less trained when it comes to how to deal with emergency vehicles, whether it's a police vehicle or a fire vehicle, and that this may be the solution that we've been looking for, because I talk to these drivers and they are deeply frustrated with the way other drivers respond to them on the road.
Oh yes, and you hit on something that I hadn't thought of. This kind of situation, these episodes, might be well worth pointing out to drivers when they take their driver's exam or whatever.
Right.
It's a matter of education in that respect.
You know, one of the other items, and it's always dealing with a building and another building and watching what's going on, but the Illinois Star Center Mall now has a new owner.
That's our understanding.
Yeah, me too. And I'm wondering what their plan is, because you got really, you know, pretty much last time I was there, it's pretty much a cherry structure when I was walking down the empty hallways.
Yes.
There.
Yes, it has had unfortunate experience over the years. I'm convinced that we haven't had any real professional mall managers, owners. Number one, number two. You really need to have deep pockets to get this thing back on its feet, and that has not been the case. I hope and I really expect that the new owners are going to get this thing turned around.
You know, it's interesting because if I was the guy or the woman who had to go out and get somebody interested in that, I don't think I'd have a problem saying, this is Marion, look at this intersection, 5713, look at this intersection, 13148, you're not far from the busiest intersection, and then this great thing that happens at 13 and 57 money-wise. And then you walk out and say, look at all the people. We've got Eisen over here. We've got this over here. And there's this oasis of emptiness.
Yeah.
And there's people, I mean, look at people who've clamored to come and join people on the Hill. I see that opportunity there. You just wonder why we haven't been able to make the dots connect.
Well, I think, number one, people interested in the mall must have a particular area of merchandising that they are trying to push. I don't believe that just every business would find a home in any kind of a mall. So I believe that owners of businesses have to pick and choose their locations. Sometimes it'll be good, and sometimes it won't be so good. But it isn't something that you do a harem scarem.
You know, when I was reading a recent release from the police department, it was about a man who'd been arrested at his home, I think, I believe hash, powder cocaine, and rock cocaine. And in this press release, it talked about the new narcotics unit in Marion. I had been unaware until that arrest had been made. How long had that narcotics unit been at work as defined as a narcotics program? Because I know you've prosecuted these cases like this before. But, I mean, the initiative here is to say, look, we've got this narcotics unit. We're going to be proactive. This is a bit of a change.
Well, for many years, Southern Illinois Enforcement Group, based in Carbondale, has been the principal drug abuse enforcement arm of the law. As time has gone on, our people have become more experienced, they are better qualified, and so we felt that it was time that we formed our own unit and went our own way, and it's proven to be very successful.
And you know what I'm worried about, I find very often, Mayor? I was sitting next to a guy once, and he was a professional truck driver. Worked for the Postal Service. And I said, man, that's got to be a nerve-wracking job. And, you know, what's the secret? He says, the secret is to realize in life that you're never where you're at right now because we move so fast. He says, when you drive a truck, you don't look where you're at. You look up the road one or two cars, and you watch that wheel in the other lane on your right, and you see if that starts to turn. Don't want to be in that guy's way. He says, the secret is to realize that we move so fast that we're already down the road. And that's what I think of when this narcotics unit. Sure, we're working now, but I'm very worried about the future in relationship to drugs, whether it's ice or whether it's meth. On the list goes to having this and that we're taking a preemptive action to secure our community's future is the way I see this narcotics unit.
No, absolutely. I fear that it is a battle that will never really be totally won. There are going to be people who are going to try to be supplying drugs of some sort because of the money involved. And then, unfortunately, there are always going to be people who want to try this, whatever it is. They'll wind up getting hooked, and so the suppliers have a ready market. And it's something that goes on and on. We've had it now for years. I do not see that it ever comes to an end.
Remediation is all we have. Can try to control it.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right.
And you know, and a lot of people have told me in the past, they says, it's interesting because Marion has 57 and 13. And you could look at that as a blessing, look at the businesses that are built around it, but also that these roads are arteries for drugs, and at the same time, that blessing is also a curse in some respects.
Oh, so true. Periodically, and it really amazes me, our drug unit will, for some minor traffic violation perhaps, stop a car or a van. And this gives them the right to investigate the vehicle. And occasionally they hit a bonanza, I mean a big load of whatever,
right.
Marijuana, meth, it could be anything else.
Yeah. So, before I let you go today, I wanted to tell you happy birthday, sir. I mean, you know, That, I saw a lot of people. I think the people from the hub sent you a big card. There are a lot of people stopping by the office. I know I called on your end. He's busy right now. I said, well, I'll call him back because I know he's busy. I know you'd give me a pass if I called a couple of days late. But happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it very much. And, you know, it's just a matter of mind over matter. If you think young, you'll be young. And really, I've never given too much attention to my age. I just keep humming along, and that's what I intend to keep doing.
No, but there's something else, and it doesn't really matter what you are. And I've watched this very close. It's hard to imagine, and I think from you know, you and I have a certain amount of age. And so we remember when Marion wasn't the thing that people see when they drive through it today, 1963, right? You know, when the Harley shop was downtown, that square, of course, it's bustling now, and you've been able to keep your square alive. But when you look at the hill, all the area where they where we just talked about the mall and Walmart and where Gold's Gym and Black Diamond, that was a slag heap. I still see in black and white from that time, and then of course the tornado, where literally you were smoking yourself down to the filter, white shirt, sleeves rolled up to your elbows, and you were hitting it. I mean, you worked and you worked and you worked. It's hard to imagine 53 years as mayor. I mean, I know it. I've watched you do it, but 53 years is something you've got to be proud of. Age aside.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing about it is the time has gone so fast. I have been heavily engaged. I have enjoyed and liked what I've been doing. And number one is I feel that I'm making a contribution to the community and the people who reside here.
And you've been willing to change when people said, you know, I mean, long before I met you, Mayor Butler, he's stern. He'll stick to his guns. But I have watched you change with the times, which is something else that a great many people are troubled by and don't do very well. You have. I mean, alcohol sales on Sunday, Marion. All right?
Oh, yes, yes.
And I've seen others.
Well, you know, you have to recognize what society is doing, how it's turning. And as long as it does not violate my fundamental principles, true values, I'm willing to go for peace to make things work.
Is it because that you look at your job as more of a stewardship as opposed to an authoritative role?
Well, stewardship in a way, but I think that it is up to me to be looking forward, to set goals, to try to keep the city moving in a good, safe direction. I think that any time you try to preserve the status quo, you are sliding backwards. You've got to be looking forward, and you must be aggressive in trying to implement what you want.
But after 53 years, even if you only ticked off a couple of people a year, after 53, it starts to stack up, and then you still get elected. See, now
well,
that's
now. Sadly, I suppose, but many of my detractors in the beginning have passed on. You could say I've outlived some of my biggest enemies.
Right. I'm trying that out right now. I'm hoping the best for the best.
It'll work.
But, you know, I think a certain amount of pride from this, Mayor Butler, of having someone in my state like you that shows change, age, and success are not mutually exclusive items.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I think you have to remain active. Your mind has to stay active, and this is one of the things I enjoy about the job. There are always opportunities coming down the pike, and you have to pick and choose, and hopefully you choose the right ones, and when you do, good things happen.
You still get excited about a good idea.
Oh, I should say so. Absolutely. You know, the fire in the belly still rages pretty good.
You know, do you have to coax it any day? Because I've never gotten the impression that you did.
No. Well, of course, some days are busier than others,
right.
And sometimes you're able to coast along, but not for long.
Success in Southern Illinois is, I think, more difficult. I was telling a friend yesterday who wasn't from here that, you know, I didn't know that Southern Illinois had poverty in it until somebody told me.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I didn't know, and here I am living in the county, and that was, you know, pretty heavily identified in a region that's pretty heavily identified directly with poverty, and I had no idea until somebody told me. And I think that what goes on in the city and what has to be done. I mean, we talked about traffic control earlier. I was talking with the city manager not long ago, says, you don't understand, every time we've got a guy that goes up one of these poles to put a light in, that's a union guy, we've got somebody down at the bottom, he says, that's like $300, $400 every time a person changes a light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
That there's a lot of big, important things that go on to make a community have its water, have its light, have the traffic work well, have the police on duty, have the firemen on duty, be able to get the streets repaired, be able to get the cemetery mowed, be able to keep the ditches bank clean, be able to, I mean, right? You and I could go on forever, and I think that it will, people would be, they'd be overwhelmed if they knew how much it takes to keep a community healthy, wealthy, and wise.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised, and there are so many things. And you can't disregard one area just to concentrate on another. I try to keep everything moving in a solid front right down the road, and it isn't easy. But who said it would ever be easy? And that's one of the challenges and opportunities of being in the office.
Yeah, and the opportunity is the thing that seems to attract you. Mayor Butler, I do appreciate it. Once again, happy birthday. I'm really excited. I probably wasn't surprised, but you had said, you know, look, when I'm not going to run for another office. I'm not going to run for another term, rather.
Yeah, well, you know, 14 terms, 56 years really is long enough. I'll let somebody step in who knows what they're doing and maybe do a good job.
Well, I think we probably we'll get by. I've got high hopes.
I think so.
It's now 8:30 at Marion Mayor Bob Butler. Anything else on the agenda coming up? Because I know we got a big weekend. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm going to be speaking with Shannon Johnson from Visit SI. We'll be talking about the boat show to get us ready for spring at the Pavilion. It's mm-hmm. going on this weekend. So we'll be talking about another item that's coming up in Marion. Have you got anything on your agenda you want to let us know before I let you go today?
Nothing major.
Okay. All right.
Not at this time, but you never know. Something may walk in right now.
That's exactly right.
And you know, I have an open-door policy. Sometimes I may regret that a little bit because of what or who comes in, but I think I have to be available, and I want to be sure that I am.
Tom Miller, rule number 5 for life, the ocean refuses no river.
That's a good,
go ahead.
Rule.
It may not be a clean river, but get it all in here because we can use it. That's how we get big.